Bible Questions Answered. How can marriage be happy? The Bible's advice on building a happy marriage works because it comes from the originator of marriage, Jehovah God. It teaches us to build personal qualities that can make marriage happy and warns about attitudes that can ruin marriage. It also teaches communication skills that enhance happiness in marriage. Colossians 3:8-10 reads, "But now really put them all away from you: wrath, anger, badness, abusive speech, and obscene talk out of your mouth. Do not be lying to one another. Strip off the old personality with its practices, and clothe yourselves with the new personality, which through accurate knowledge is being made new according to the image of the one who created it." Verses 12-14 read, "Accordingly, as God's chosen ones, holy and loved, clothe yourselves with the tender affections of compassion, kindness, lowliness of mind, mildness, and long-suffering. Continue putting up with one another and forgiving one another freely if anyone has a cause for complaint against another. Even as Jehovah freely forgave you, so do you also. But besides all these things, clothe yourselves with love, for it is a perfect bond of union." Husbands and wives should honor and respect each other. When both accept the roles that God has assigned them in marriage, they can be happy. Colossians 3:18-19 reads, "You wives, be in subjection to your husbands as it is becoming in the Lord. You husbands, keep on loving your wives and do not be bitterly angry with them." What makes a marriage last? Married couples can stay together if they love each other. God teaches us how to love. He and His Son Jesus are perfect examples of self-sacrificing love. 1 John 4:7-8 reads, "Beloved ones, let us continue loving one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves has been born from God and gains the knowledge of God. He that does not love has not come to know God, because God is love." Verse 19 reads, "As for us, we love because He first loved us." When husbands and wives respect marriage as an arrangement by God, they will stay together. God created marriage to be a permanent union between a man and a woman so that families would be secure. Marriage can last because God made men and women to complement each other physically and emotionally. He also made them in His image, with the ability to imitate His love. Genesis 1:27 reads, "And God proceeded to create the man in His image. In God's image He created him. Male and female He created them." Genesis 2:18 reads, "And Jehovah God went on to say, 'It is not good for the man to continue by himself. I am going to make a helper for him, as a complement of him.'" Verse 24 reads, "That is why a man will leave his father and his mother, and he must stick to his wife, and they must become one flesh." End of article. Read answers to more Bible questions online at www.jw.org. End of magazine.